So, okay, so for question five, planning is obviously really hard. So me and a couple geniuses from 11A1, say hi. They're very quiet geniuses. Came up with a acronym because acronyms are amazing, and therefore, if you use an acronym, you will pass. The acronym is C-CARE, so SECARE, C-CARE. So the way this is, if you're going to write a description suggested by the picture. So the whole thing is being written in third person because, as you will see, you need to put in multiple perspectives into your description. Sorry. The first one, S, is setting. So you're going to describe just the setting as it is in the picture. Just going to describe it as it is in that moment, nothing else, using all your sensory language and things like that. You're not going to bring up any characters or any person's opinions of it because you just want to focus on the setting by itself. The second paragraph is when you'll introduce maybe a main character and their reaction to that setting. So we call it emotion. So we have setting, emotion, and you'll have either a main character or a main group of people, the obvious reaction to the picture. So if the setting was like a storm, the emotion section might be a bunch of people being frightened. And we're not going to write in first person. We're not going to say, I was scared. Why did we say that, girls? Why did we say we're not going to write in first person?
Because it limits your
Y
perspectives.
yes, it limits your perspectives and it gives you less to talk about, le less variety. And that links into the third section of C Care, contrast. So we have setting, the emotion towards that setting by one group of people, and then a contrasting perspective of that setting from another group. Why did we do that?
So good.
Why did we do that, Lena? Dun, 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 dun.
Because
It gives you a v v v v v
variety.
variety of reactions. Very good. It's almost like I gave you the cue. So we have setting, the main emotion reaction, then the contrasting reaction, something to give a little bit of variety. The contrast could also maybe even be like a pause before the storm, because in the fourth paragraph, A of C Care is action. So we have setting, action, contrast, which will be the shortest paragraph as, and give us a little bit of a pause, and then action. So we'll have a big, huge paragraph where we ramble on with the action and we talk about, the action. This might be where you want to use onomatopoeia and things like boom and whoosh because you're going to bring in a lot of crazy reaction. The girls are looking at me like I'm insane. And that's going to be your longest paragraph by far. After that, maybe a similar length in paragraph, you're going to have reaction. So we have setting, emotion, contrast, or a little bit of a calm before the storm, if you want to call it that. Action, and then reaction. So the reaction then is all the people that you were going over in emotion and contrast, you're going to show their reaction to how the setting has changed. So we've moved from the setting in the moment, how people feel about it, to some kind of change, some action, and then people's reaction to that change. So the reason you want to do that is to make sure everything links together. You've got the setting before things happen, how people feel, the main part of it where things change, and then how people react to that. So you'll get a variety of perspectives, a variety of tenses, not tenses, sorry, variety of word devices and things like that, or language devices and things like that in that section. And then once the reaction has died down, you're going to get the last bit, E, ending in C care, which will just be a brief, short little part to sum it up. So I've written a first sentence for each part of C care here, where we're going to have just the first sentence for each as I've planned them. So my setting, my first sentence is, and you can see the picture on the podcast. The picture is some man standing in a crosswalk for some reason while everyone's moving really fast around him. So my first paragraph, my setting, I would start with, like a hobbit amongst giants, he stood in the flooding stream of humans. So we just have like this movement that I'm focusing on for that paragraph. and maybe how he is not moving like everyone else. Then in emotion, I'll probably zoom in on the one person's emotions. So my first sentence for the emotion would be, the heavy frown pulled down his eyes towards the 10 million yen Versace shoes, hollow for all their worth. So we can start to focus on that one person's side of emotions, since he seems to be the focus point in the picture. Then my contrasting first sentence, a homeless man sat softly on the Starbucks stoop, alliteration, smiling over every penny that dawdled into his cup. So I'm obviously contrasting the sadness of the first paragraph of emotion with the kind of happiness and maybe like lackadaisical-ness-ish stuff of the homeless person in my contrasting paragraph. Then my action paragraph. Could anyone have predicted? Rhetorical question. Boom! A burst of wind came first, then the smell of fire heavily down. So obviously, there's a big panic in action. Onomatopoeia showing a change in action with that short little punctuated boom. And then the reaction. Raucous screams pierced high pitch in the air. The hustle suddenly became a chaos unknown. See? So I've gone back to the hustle of the people in the first paragraph, and I've changed it specifically. And then my ending, to have everything die down, there he stood, alone, his shoes covering his hairy hobbit toes. Now that doesn't really make sense, but it calms it down, because we get that short sentence, he stood there, alone. So that was mine. See care, right? Setting, emotion, contrast, action, reaction, and ending. Now, Lena is going to read her amazing one to show us how it's done. So, Lena, what's your setting sentence?
I'm so sorry, this is so bad, but the streets bustled around him, all new faces merging into a mess.
Ooh, ours are pretty much similar, except mine had the hobbit simile and the flooding, but that's good. Emotion?
I'm not sure if this is even a word, but banshee-esque screams could be heard behind him as people pushed past him, pummeling into him like the wind.
Oh wow! So you went different. You went different than me. I had calm before the storm. You just had like storm right away. Yeah. That works. Banshee-esque. I think the word you would want to use is banshee-like. Banshee-like with a hyphen in between to kind of. What's that called? Conjunction? No. Something. Compound word. That's it.
Contrast is, he looked up to the sky, the blazing blue sky, empty and desolate. Not a single cloud in sight, except the one rain cloud that hung above his head.
So what? How was that your contrast? What were you trying to contrast from the second paragraph?
The bustling street to the empty sky.
I like that. And then you're linking things, obviously.
Yeah. I try to make it ominous with the one rain cloud that hung above his head.
Ooh. Action?
Oh, God. Suddenly, crash. They appeared, the men in black with white masks. Slowly, slowly they began to approach him.
I thought you meant, like, the actual men in black.
I was thinking about that, but then I tried to, like, contrast with the black and white masks, but...
Okay. It's good that you use... Why was suddenly a good connective to start it with?
They're, like, action, like, puts you right in the middle.
Yeah, and we need to make sure that when you're changing your paragraphs, you're signaling when there's a change. So suddenly, well, make it obvious to the examiner that you're changing the tense and that your paragraph is purposeful. Nice. Unlike Tasnim, who can't do paragraphs. What's your reaction then?
I'm not even sure if this is a reaction, but the once busy streets were now suspiciously empty. He tried to fight back, but alas, it was to no avail. Suddenly, droplets began to fall, blinding his vision of the
chocolates.
Men.
Chocolates. droplets. I thought you said chocolates. Whoops.
Blinding his vision of the men. When he opened his eyes again, they disappeared as if nothing happened.
What the? Okay, so it's like his reaction is like the fighting against the people. Yeah. That's weird, but okay.
It's strange. He jolted up from his bed. He was glad to be awake.
Oh, no.
It was a huge nothingness that he feared.
Oh, no.
I had to add that.
No. Don't, if you're listening to this podcast, I do not endorse ending your stories with the protagonist waking up in their bed. I do not endorse that whatsoever. although I don't know, would you actually get a good grade for that? I think it's too disconnected. You know, I think it has to be connection through the paragraphs, and that when you have something like waking up in bed, it's kind of disconnected. So it's good that you said that, because now everyone listening will know. Do not have your protagonist wake up in bed.
Oh God, that's embarrassing.
Yes, it is embarrassing, but you know what? You fall off that horse, you get right back on. So I hope this helped. See, care, try it yourself. Setting, emotion, contrast, action, reaction, ending. Bye. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye.